Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
First off, though, we've got a visitor, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. We were going to have Sarah Scotcher.
But she's
sadly, she can't make it today. So we're having to make do with Emily Scotcher.
She sent a Sarah tribute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
It's nice to see you, Emily.
Yeah,
really.
Nice to see you too.
It is lovely to see you. We only saw you at the weekend, but that's something else.
Yeah.
You're here to talk about The White Strollers.
I am.
And Sweet Charity.
Yes.
Which is a musical.
It is. It is. It's coming up in July at Medina. It's a comedy. It's very feel good. It's got a lot of iconic numbers that people won't realise are from Sweet Charity. It's one of those where you know all the music,
yeah,
but you don't know where it's from. So
right,
things like Big Spender
oh,
is from
right,
Sweet Charity.
Oh, right.
Rhythm of Life is from Sweet Charity. If They Could See Me Now, I'm a Brass Band, and there's a song called Rich Man's Frug, which is instrumental, but it's been used in so many sort of films and TV ads over the years that you'll hear it and go, I know that, why do I know that? And it's fabulous. So the music is just fabulous.
Okay.
It was originally choreographed by Bob Fosse, who did things like Chicago.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very specific style of dance, and every number seems to be in a slightly different style, which is amazing. And our choreographers have excelled themselves on it as well. So it's cracking. It's sounding great, looking great.
Has it got a huge cast?
It's a cast of 29,
whoa,
I believe.
That's
so
quite big,
yeah,
for a production,
fairly
yeah,
fairly meaty. A 9-piece band as well, led by the fab Kim Ball.
Oh, I was saying, we've got Kim.
Yeah,
oh, no, she's great.
Kim's RMD.
Kim. Yeah.
And obviously, Sarah / Mum is directing.
Sarah / Mum?
Yes, yeah.
So roughly, without too much, what's the story?
So, it follows the story of a dancer called Charity, and she's very, very unlucky in love. So, she has a series of fairly catastrophic relationships / dates. And she's just trying to get herself out of the world that she's in. So
right,
it's set in 1960s New York, and you just follow her journey through life across this span of a few months, I think,
yeah,
it is, really. And she's just an eternal optimist, which is the charm of the whole show. You know, no matter what's thrown at her, no matter who she runs into, the show just celebrates her optimism. The friendship of the girls in the Fandango Ballroom is very much celebrated throughout, and it's just a journey that ends in a message of she finds happiness on her own terms,
right,
basically.
Okay.
So ultimately she doesn't need anyone else to make her happy. She finds that happiness herself,
yep,
no matter what is thrown at her.
That's
and
good.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
So
a nice,
it's a really
positive message.
A nice message for quite a tricky time in the world, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So there's no love interest, or?
Well, there kind of is, yeah. But I don't want to give away too much.
No,
but
no,
yeah, so she meets one or two love interests along the way.
Okay, fine.
But I won't tell you the results of those.
No, okay. So you've got who's doing what? Have you got your cast is more or less set now, is it?
Yeah. So we've been in rehearsal since March, middle of March. Fabulous. And we all get along so well as well, which is nice, because obviously it just...
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah. And you'll know most of the names. So I'm in as Charity.
Yeah.
Izzy Rudd is in as Helen. And
really?
Beth Mansell is in as Nikki. So they're Charity's two best mates. We've got Mike Hooper, who joined us for Panto, in as the character Daddy Brubeck.
Yeah.
We've got Michael Mullin in as Herman.
All right.
We've got Chez in as a character called Oscar, who's one of Charity's love interests. We've got Rob Bingham in as Vittorio Vidal, the movie star. And we've got Katie Walker-Green in as Ursula, who's his love interest. I am sure I'm going to forget someone. There's so many characters in this musical.
Well,
there honestly is.
That size, I imagine
yeah,
there is.
It's,
yeah,
yeah, and everybody's featured in some way, which I just absolutely love.
Yeah.
Because you've got all these little roles that come in and out of the show, and they're all significant, and they all have something funny to do, or are featured in
right,
some way in a dance
yeah,
or a song, and it's just amazing.
Have you got your little ones in, or are
no,
they
no,
saved
so
for
it's,
pantomime?
Adult only cast.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
For this one,
it's just at Medina, so it's mm-hmm, kind of theatre in the round, isn't it? Because the stage is down rather
yeah,
than
yeah, and you've got your sort of three sides almost. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So it works all right with that.
It does, it does. And the set's going to be fabulous.
Well, of course,
we've
they
got
are.
A bit
it's
of
the strollers,
a, and we've got a bit of a sort of scaffolding type thing, so that the band will be on stage and visible when you're in the club, because they're like the club band.
Yeah.
So we're going down there. It's very, very colourful. It's brilliant. The team is working so hard in every department on this show. It's amazing. And as always, it's for Ireland charities.
Of course, so, yes.
Yeah, it's...
And is Mike Mullin going to be a horrible person?
No! Well, he has his moments in it. He's the owner of the Fandango Ballroom.
Oh, right.
So he's quite grouchy as a character.
He's not King
but
Rat
quite
style,
funny, but no, definitely not.
He was brilliant as King Rat.
Yeah, it makes a fab villain. So it's a really, really strong team, really strong cast.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we just hope everyone comes out to support it because it's all the proceeds, staying on the island. And
so when is it?
It is Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of July.
Right.
We've got 7:30 p.m. performances on the Friday and Saturday and 2:30 p.m. performances on the Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
So it's a good afternoon or evening out. And what we're trialling this time for the first time... is a group rate across all performances.
Oh, right.
So tickets are £18 plus the booking fee for a regular adult ticket.
Yeah.
If you are in a group of 10 or more, it's £14 plus the booking fee.
Right.
So
right.
It's okay. Massively competitive for the standard of the show, especially. And for a full musical with, full costumes and full band, etc.
Is it suitable for younger people?
So
I wouldn't say five-ish, but...
No. So the advice from the licensing company is it's recommended for ages 11 plus.
Oh, right.
There's no swearing in it. There's nothing offensive in it. It's just that it is obviously a slightly more adult
It's a musical.
It's not something it's not that a 5 or 6 year old would sit and kind of... Unless they have a vested interest in theatre, in which case, they'll be fascinated by all the colour and the music. But, 11 up is the licensing company's recommendation.
Tickets are available from...
The Medina Theatre website. The One Leisure reception up at Medina Theatre, or you can phone 01983 823 884. So three ways to get your tickets.
And they're on sale now.
They are indeed on sale now, and I'd strongly encourage people to get in and book.
The typical Ireland thing is, I'll get one later.
Oh, it's bound to be brilliant.
Yeah, there's a real movement to that at the minute, towards booking later and later since COVID.
You could be disappointed because they'll all go. And then you might not get in.
Yeah, and we also, because we give all the money away, obviously, it's nice to be assured of that support in advance because we've got charities to...
You do all this work, you think, we haven't sold any tickets. Oh dear, we've only sold a few tickets. We've done that ourselves with a couple of things, and then everyone turns up on the evening, you think, why didn't you mention that you were coming? Because it just gives you the right buzz to get it done, doesn't it?
So
book it now.
Yeah, there's a real buzz around this show in the company and in rehearsals. Everybody is just really excited, which is great. So it'd be great to have a big audience at each show to share that excitement.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
And we have got two charities chosen.
Oh, right,
so
which
are those? Independent Arts.
Yes.
And the Salvation Army Isle of Wight.
Right.
So two very, very good worthy causes who do a lot to help people on the island in the community.
And the strollers have just put in another defibrillator, haven't they?
We have. So we've just given away 7,500 from Snow White in February. And as part of that, we have given away our 14th public access defibrillator. It went to the Yardbridge in at Brading, who kindly agreed to host it. And that's 14 now, which is
brilliant.
Well done. Yeah,
amazing.
Makes a real difference, can make a real difference to people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm right in saying we are the only company that gives all our proceeds every show away in that sort of level. Yeah. So
dates again, and where you get the tickets?
So 12th to 14th of July, so only, 3.5 weeks away? Tickets are £18 or £14 if you're coming in a group of 10 or more, or if you're under 16. You can get them from the Medina Theatre box office / One Leisure reception, from www.medinatheatre.co.uk, or by phone from 01983 823 884.
Brilliant.
Okay. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you and your whole team for putting on such fabulous productions for us. We're saying this morning, we're very spoiled on this island by the amount of stuff that goes on you can go and see.
Yeah. I have to say, most of all the things we've seen from the strollers, you could imagine you're in the West End in London
because
they're that professional.
Yeah, thank you. They are.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.